Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
And in the studio with us is Lauren Miele. By the way, Casera, producer, my headphones aren't working at all. So we need engineering to come in. You know what? It's the one time. This must be the rule of radio. The one time, truly, that I don't test something beforehand. I mean, I come in every week. They work fine every week. They have worked fine every week for... I don't know, I've been doing this shift maybe 5 years. No problem. The one time I don't test them out first. And why would I test them out first? So there's another pair of headphones around here somewhere, but I don't know where they are. You don't much care about that. Here's what you care about and all of you care about. And by the way, our phone number, 312-981-7200. You could text me at that same number, 312-981-7200. What you all care about is Chicago's Cat Convention, and that is the Meow Meetup. So that is a cat convention. So, I mean, here's the thing. Could you have imagined some number of years ago before you edited the Catnip Times, and who doesn't edit the Catnip Times or want to, that there would be a convention that you would be creating in Chicago, there are others across the country, where people came to meet celebrity cats. They hear speakers, expert speakers, to talk about cats, where people would come to do things like cat bingo and cat yoga? I mean, really? But now it's really a popular thing across the country. I just came back from a larger cat convention, because it's been going on longer, in Pasadena, California. Of course, in California, right. It would happen, right? And yes. and this thing is huge, you know? So this is a thing across America.
This is for Chicago, though. This is for people in Chicago and in the Midwest. So we're the first and largest in Chicago and the Midwest to offer a cat convention for cat lovers. So there's nothing else like it out here. And celebrity cats, no, I would never have imagined that would even be a word in our vernacular.
So what are celebrity cats?
They're cats with amazing social media followings. People, you know, bigger than most people's followings.
I mean, we're talking about millions in some cases, right?
Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
And people know some of these names, like Grumpy Cat, who just sadly passed away.
Yes. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes.
But yeah, we've got a bunch of them from Chicago, from the Midwest, and one coming up from California, actually, as well, this year. And they have tens of thousands of followers, of people who just love to follow them and watch them and... obviously cannot wait to meet them in person. So
that's one thing that you have an opportunity to meet. So who are some of the celebrity cats that'll be out there?
So Chuck the Duck.
What?
Chuck the Duck.
Yes.
He's not a duck. It's just Chuck, and he's an orange tabby. Who else do we have? We've got Makita, who is Chicago Black Cat, very famous, several hundred thousand followers. We have Eddie Meownster coming as well, of the Meownsters on Instagram.
So we have Eddie Meownster. We have, what's the...
Chuck the Duck.
No, the
Chicago Black Cat, which is Makita.
But there's no Hull.
There's no what?
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? That's okay. You all do. You all do over there, right?
What did I miss?
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. No. There's no Esposito.
No, there is not.
Now she gets it?
Now I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I just had to go deeper.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah. So there's that. There's Sinbad the Survivor is very famous in Chicago. Abuse, neglect case that turned around.
Oh, I know that cat. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
from cat. Anti-cruelty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and who else do we have? Summer. Summer the Therapy Cat is coming out.
All the way from California.
All the way from California. And we have the sixth one is Mo Gray the Cat, another therapy cat that's coming out from Minnesota. And the therapy cats are great because they love to be around people. That's what they live for. So being a meet and greet cat is something that's right up their alley.
Indeed, that would be the case. This is WGN Radio, Steve Dale's Pet World, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, we are talking on this show, and it would be only this show, about a cat convention. It's called the Meow Meetup, and we've got something very special for all of you.
Yes.
That you're going to be, I mean, this will be an opportunity. Who doesn't like discounts, right? Mm-hmm. And you're giving people a percent off, apparently, that you don't. I'll let you explain.
Okay.
People may want to get their pens and papers out. Is that it?
Yes, definitely.
Or their keyboard.
Because it's today only.
Today only?
And only for your listeners.
Oh, you're tough. All right.
I know.
Yeah,
you've got great listeners, though.
I do.
And you are always so nice to us.
Well, it's an honor to be part of this. And, you know, when I first heard that you were doing this, Lauren, first of all, I knew about the Catnip Times, because who doesn't? But everyone subscribes to that.
Of course.
Yeah. But in addition to that, I thought, you know what? These events are really well known in other cities. They've got one in New York State that's huge. I think that's the Jackson Galaxy thing that he does. Mm-hmm. And then there's one in California. I've never been invited to that one. And then there's the one in California that's really big.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just came from there, as you know. So we need to have something in the middle of the country, you know, that represents all of us.
Yes. Midwest and Midwest values. And that's, I think, the one thing that maybe sets Meow Meetup apart from some of the other cat conventions, is the focus on educating people and bringing people a better understanding of cats. Because I think cats are really misunderstood creatures. And so this is just a way for people to really get in tune with the amazingness that their cats are and how in tune they are with people. Because a lot of times there's a misconception that cats are aloof and that they're not in tune with people, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So it's a way for people to really learn about that and the ways that that happens. So
I absolutely agree with that. And you have, this is unlike as much, you have a lot of educational programs. And what I've learned at going to not only yours last year, but other cat conventions, is people really want to know from experts. Presumably I'm one of those. I don't know.
But
really want to know, in my case, about cat behavior, about medical things concerning cats from veterinarians that would come.
Sure.
I mean, I was amazed by the sort of need for knowledge, you know.
There is.
Yeah. And how people who have cats are, I know you all truly care about your cats, but I had no idea that going to these educational programs would be quite as popular as they are.
Yeah, but I think because once you unlocked what the cat's all about, people are really amazed, because there's been, I think, a stigma around cats that they're like set it and forget it animals.
Yes,
where you just kind of like have a cat and put it in a corner somewhere in your house and put a litter box out and that's it. But they're really amazing creatures, like I said. So I think when people, you start opening the door and revealing some of the amazing things that they can do and how they interact with people, I think that just gets people more excited about the fact that they have a cat.
So what are some of the speakers that'll be? I'll be speaking about Fear Free, an initiative to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress of veterinary visits and in life overall.
Yep.
In addition, I'll be talking about one of the ways to do that is to enrich the environment. So I am glad, very glad, very happy that we're keeping our cats indoors because they're safer. They live longer indoors. There's no doubt about that. We know that.
Right.
However, there's downsides.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? Really, there are downsides of us keeping our cats indoors. And I'll talk about what some of those are, but how we can minimize those and completely minimize those potentially by enriching the environment, and how if we don't, that can impact the medical health of your cat.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not. And we know that through science, not just me standing here.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have studied this, so we now know that's the case. And your average lion or tiger at a zoo gets more enrichment than our average cat at home.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but we can change that. We need to change that.
Right.
And I'll talk about how we can do that. What are some of the other educational programs?
So something that's new, because I know we talked before, but a new thing is we're having a kitten nursery session. Jenny Tyner, who you know from Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, will be coming and showing people what's involved with bottle feeding kittens, because there's a whole orphan kitten nursery thing that she's working on here in Chicago that's pretty amazing.
So what Jenny does, this Jenny, there's a couple of Jennies in Chicago that save cats.
Yep.
And what she's doing is she's taking these kitties from animal care and control when they come in when they are tiny.
Yep.
And the reality is animal care and control doesn't have the resources to care for more than many of these. They just don't.
Right.
Right, wrong, or otherwise, they don't. And to come in and save the day is what she's done. She's built a kitten nursery at the Cat Cafe, the Windy Kitty.
Kitty, yep.
So now she has raised all these kittens. Then she says goodbye. She adopts them out successfully.
I know.
It's quite incredible.
It is.
But how do you raise these little kitties? It takes a lot of work.
Right.
And she'll be talking about how to do that.
Yeah, and it starts out, because they're orphaned, and then they have to be socialized in order to make great cats, for people later. So there's a whole process to it, and a lot of people don't realize how early socialization has to happen, too.
You know,
before a cat is, really, bonded with people versus becoming more, I don't want to say feral necessarily, but have more of those tendencies.
It starts at 2 weeks?
Yeah, they really, you have to get them socialized very, very early.
Starts earlier than dogs, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Dogs more like 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Our phone number and text if you have questions about the Meow Meetup, and people probably do. 312-981-7200. You could text, you could call those questions in. One more educational program, one more example.
We're having Rachel Augusta come.
Rachel Augusta?
Yes.
Oh my, who's that?
Right. So I just met her. She's really interesting because she deals with the smells and the emotions, the unseen things that we do as humans that our pets can sense about us.
So she is part cat?
Part cat, I think. Maybe in a past life. I don't know.
And she talks about the way cats perceive the world, I'm guessing.
They perceive the world. Yeah. So, for example, when you're angry or upset or whatever your emotions are, they can smell that on you. Your pets can actually, they have so many more receptors in their noses than we do. And so they can actually smell your emotions, and your emotions can then affect their health. So being in check with your emotions, it works both ways. And I think that's going to be a fascinating talk for people to hear.
And I suspect she'll talk about that. Some of this is not done, if we talk about pheromones, which is how feel-away works, which we've talked about on the air before.
Absolutely.
It's not really through your sense of smell. So it's something that we don't quite understand because our vomeral nasal organ, I'm getting fancy.
That is fancy.
Yes. Doesn't work so well.
Yeah.
Dogs, it works really well. And cats, it works better.
Hmm.
And that is a way, that is the way, it's like at the roof of a cat's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a little nodule. And that is the way, up on top here, and that is the way that they perceive, and it goes to a different part of the brain than what your get through your nose does. I mean, it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, so there might be another layer that I'm even missing because I haven't heard her whole talk, but
she'll chat about it. Yeah, I can't wait either. So that's, what are the dates again? Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, July 20th and 21st.
And you're going to give listeners who listen to this radio show a very special deal?
Yeah, so this is amazing because I've
I can't tell them that. Okay. No!
Sorry.
Commercials first.
Okay, sorry.
It's what you call the radio tease.
Darn, okay.
Are you ready to tease?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll be right back. Well, the only show I think on WGN Radio that would feature the Meow Meetup, Steve Dale's Pet World. Good morning. It is 8 minutes before 7 o'clock, and Lauren Miele is in the studio. If you don't know her name, you ought to know the Meow Meetup if you love cats. Everything cats is happening. And apparently, I don't even know much about this at all, really. There's a special deal of some sort that Lauren's going to tell you about in just a couple of minutes for all of you who are listening, a today-only thing.
There is a today-only thing.
Yeah, it makes me feel like home shopping or something. I don't know.
But well, it's for your listeners.
Yeah, that's
it's
a good thing.
It's a special thing. Because I've
like
never done it before. So.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I like special things. So you have all sorts of special events going on. One of them is Kitty Bingo.
Yeah.
And I've wondered before how you do this. You have a giant board and you take, someone says, N4, and then you move the cat to N4?
Right.
No. Okay, good.
Not so much.
No. What is that? How do you do that?
It's cat-themed bingo. So we've got bingo cards with all the different cat names on it and lots of, crazy cat breeds you've never even heard of.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little educational component to that, too, fun cat facts. And so we play bingo, and we have a full-plated breakfast. So everybody sits down, eats breakfast, and we play bingo. Yeah.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh,
It's a great deal. And then they win, of course, prizes.
Prizes?
Yes.
And in addition, you have a special event called Paint Your Cat?
Well, sort of paint your cat.
I don't quite have that right either,
yeah,
do I?
Yeah, it's paint your cat's portrait.
Ah, okay.
Which is really, really cool. But people have to sign up before the event. Don't show up at the event and expect to do this, because we provide you with a picture, a sketch on canvas of your pet, so you can go and paint it there at the convention.
So this can you can do this even if you're like as artistically not so much inclined as I'm not?
Yeah, because what we do is you send in a picture of your pet, whatever cat or dog, it really can be any pet, and we'll give you back a sketched canvas, so then it's kind of like coloring it in. But there will be instructors there that will help you and make it come to life, so yeah.
That sounds very cool,
it's
actually.
It's going to be fun.
All right,
yeah.
And you sign up for that in advance.
In advance, so on meowmeetup.com, or Meow Meetup is on Eventbrite, so meowmeetup.eventbrite.com as well. So either place, you can sign up.
And I do want to remind people, these cat conventions are wonderful, but they're not for your cats.
Correct. Don't bring your cat. There will be plenty of cats that
including
will be there.
You have some available for adoption, as you did last year.
Yeah, so Almost Home Foundation is our adoption partner with this. They are fantastic. They're bringing in dozens and dozens and dozens of cats and kittens. And the cats will be in the adoption lounge. They'll also be in the cat cafe, which is French-themed this year, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be like cats in Paris. And we also will have them in the kitty yoga studio as well, so you can roll around on the floor with kittens and cats and play with them. And no special skills or any sort of attire is required for kitty yoga. It's just a real laid-back kind of beginner's class sort of thing for kitty yoga. So cats will be everywhere. Actually, CFA is coming as well.
That's the Cat Fanciers
Association. They'll be just showing off some breeds. Mm-hmm. Just educational,
well, that's
just
cool.
To show
I mean,
people.
Yeah, I mean, people don't even know, I would argue, some of these breeds exist.
Right.
And it doesn't mean it's for you,
right.
But it might be.
Right.
I mean, you know, I mean, why not? A cat is a cat is a cat.
Yeah.
All right. So let me just read this, and then we will talk about the special deal that you have today. Okay. American Sail is known for having the best selection of pools, patio furniture, hot tubs, and grills. No cats, though. But they do have everything for your outdoor summer fun. More importantly, it's the quality of the products they sell. And right now, during their Great American Sale, you can save up to half and pay no interest for 4 years. You'll get their lowest price guarantee. See stores for details. Come and visit their nine Chicago locations all around Chicagoland. It says American Sale. For 60 years, they've been helping you bring the fun home. We're trying to do that right now on WGN Radio. We're talking about the Meow Meetup, which is held at the Rosemont Convention Center. So there's parking like right there, right across the street.
Right there.
Or you can take the
blue line.
Blue line.
It's
right
there too.
It is. I've done that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you literally get off the train at Rosemont.
Yep.
And you walk. It's about 3 blocks or something like that.
Yeah, it's just a couple blocks.
It's,
it's right there. So it's very, very accessible for anybody. And right near all the highways, too. So if you're driving in, we had a lot of people, 27 states represented last year.
Wow.
But a lot of people came from Wisconsin and Michigan and Indiana and just the neighboring states, Minnesota, Iowa, tons of people just from around this area, the Midwest. So,
and if you're listening now, tell us, Lauren, what people can do so they can save some money.
So to save some money, today only, we're going to do 20%.
Today only!
Thank you.
Sunday!
Thank you, radio guy.
What happens?
It's 20% off of everything at the event. So general admission for adults, for kids, any of the add-ons are 20% off. Like literally anything that you want to do is 20% off today only, though.
How do people do that?
So they use your very special code,
SteveDalePets. Uh-huh.
And put that promo code in, and you'll get 20% off.
Okay.
But just today.
That's all?
That's it. And it's one word. Make sure.
Okay. Now, if they do Steve Dale Pets on any other day, do they get admission off? I'm negotiating for you, friends.
Yeah. If you do Steve Dale without the word pets on any other day, then you get $5 off your general admission.
Well, that's
good, too.
Which is still
a great deal.
Yeah, that's still a great deal.
But today's like the super, super, uber amazing deal.
Super savings.
Yeah.
Don't say Uber, but that is another way to get us there.
Yes, is another way to get us there.
Another way to get us there. Meow Meetup again, the dates are
July 20th and 21st.
And the website is
meowmeetup.com.
Lauren Miele, thank you for doing this for Chicago. It's great.
Thank you so much.
And the best part is we also get kittens and cats adopted, which is nice, too.
That's amazing. That's the best part.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Wow, that was fast. That's all that is. So next week on the show, I like this. I get extra time. I never do. Next week on the show, it's either next week or the week after. I'm pretty certain it is next week. We are talking about, and this has become a big issue in Chicago, not only for those who live here, but those visiting Chicago. Should we have the horse carriages and the rides for people that go not only on Michigan Avenue, some of them go through the neighborhoods? Are the horses well-treated enough? And, you know, those who say, no, we ought not have those, suggest that we've done the best we can to try to educate those who take the horses out. We have some restrictions as far as temperature and all that sort of thing that are standard operating procedure. But yet, those who have the horses that are responsible for them don't adhere by them. And they cannot and are not enforced. So maybe we just shouldn't have them. And we'll talk about that next week on the show.